Welcome to PCM Wandsworth's podcast, Just the Word. Recordings from our Sunday services. No announcements, no praise and worship, just the words. Today we join Associate Pastor, Light Brigade Adrian Hall, on the theme, Believe and You Shall See the Glory of God, based on scripture from St. John chapter 11, verses 30 to 45. This service was held on Sunday, the 23rd of April, 2023.
Have your way in this place. Have your way in this place. We have to take time and tell God thanks. We have to take time and praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want to just take 5 or 10 minutes and encourage the church. Just 5 or 10 minutes. The scripture we have before us today in John chapter 11. And I just want to cut to the chase. Jesus came. They had called him to come. They said to him that our brother Lazarus is sick. And Jesus delayed his arrival because he wanted them to see his power. He wanted them to see the glory of God. He wanted them to see that he was omnipotent. He wanted them to see that he deserves all glory. And so many times Jesus delays something for us, and we become so irritable. We become so impatient. But the Lord has sent me to remind somebody that Jesus is on the way. Someone praise the name of Jesus. He may not come when you want him to, but Jesus is always on time. And I have walked long enough with Jesus to know that when I pray, he hears my prayers. And sometimes he doesn't come when I want him to, but he is a God that shows up just when he needs to. Someone praise the name of Jesus. My Bible tells me that Jesus came to the tomb, and there was a stone that covered the tomb, and Jesus asked them to roll the stone away. And Martha got a bit agitated. She said, Jesus, by this time he stinketh. It's been 4 days since my brother died. All she could think about was the dead body. All she could think about was the decomposition. All she could think about was the corpse of her brother. All she could think about was the situation being dead. All she could think about that there was no life in the body. All she could think about was there was no hope. All she could think about was there being no way back. All she could think about was it being the end. But we serve a God who is able to take dead situations and bring them back to life. Let's be real. The body was stinking. The body was decomposing. The flesh was starting to rot away. What Jesus was asking them to do seemed very unusual. But as the theme says, believe and you shall see the glory of God. Sometimes what God is asking us to do seems so strange. I heard my pastor say, as he spoke in Rosedale, you need to trust the process, because sometimes the process process seems strange. Sometimes the process seems peculiar. Sometimes the process, it seems so long. Sometimes the process, it seems like it's gonna take forever. But the Lord sent me to tell someone, trust the process. I don't know when it's gonna be. It may not be now. I don't know when, but he's gonna do it again. Someone praise the name of Jesus. Jesus says to Martha, your brother shall rise again. And she was thinking about the last resurrection, but Jesus had something else in mind. In the midst of the situation, Jesus said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Let's just focus on the sermon. He said, if you believe, you shall see the glory of God. He says, I'm about to do something that you've never seen before. I'm about to show up in a way I've never shown up before. This is the God that took the loaves and the fishes and fed the multitude. This same Jesus spat in the dirt and healed blinded eyes. This same Jesus raised Jairus' daughter. This same Jesus walked on water. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Ye that were dead, if you believe in me, you shall live. He says to Martha, your brother's gonna live again. Your brother's gonna live again. I'm speaking to someone in the house today who has a dead situation. Someone in the house today, you put the situation in the grave. You've buried it. You've rolled the stone in front of it. In fact, the Holy Spirit told me, Rev, that some people are living with dead situations. You've accepted your dead situation. Some of you are walking around with a dead man attached to you, living with the dead situation. But today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, every dead situation, every lifeless situation shall come forth. Someone praise the name of Jesus. Someone praise the name of Jesus. All Martha and Mary could see was a dead situation. All they could see was a corpse. All they could see was a grave. All they could see was death. All they could smell was death. They did not see that the situation could be resurrected. And I'm speaking to someone today. They gave up on you. They buried you. They wrapped you in grave clothes. They put you in the tomb. They rolled the stone. They thought you were finished. They thought you were over. They had the night. They thought it was over. But my God, your God, our God is able. Does anybody believe that we serve a God who is able to take dead things and speak life into them? Does anybody believe that God can take you no matter where you are? I don't know what grave they dug for you. I don't know where they put you. Sister, I don't know where they wrapped you up. They put you on the shelf. They said you were over. But today, today, believe and you shall see the glory of God. Believe and you shall see the glory of God. Believe and you shall see. Someone look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, believe and you shall see the glory of God. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but God just wants you to believe. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God just wants you to believe. God wants to do a miracle in your life. God wants to do a miracle in your life, and he just wants you to believe so he can show his glory. Magnify the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, magnify the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. So many times we are so focused just on the problem. But remember, Rev, the problem solver was in the midst of the situation. But they were so focused on the problem that they forgot that the problem solver was in the midst of the situation. Let me pause, rewind, and press play. I said that they were concentrating on the problem, but the problem solver was in the midst. Someone needs to hear that. Your problem is there, but the problem solver is right there. Rev, I'm tired of Christians who are always focusing on the problems. I'm tired of people always focusing on the issue. In the midst of your problem, the problem solver is there. And Jesus today is saying, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know what you're struggling with. But I am the problem solver. And instead of focusing on the problem, take your eyes off the problem and put your eyes on the problem solver. Jesus said to them, roll the stone away. Roll the stone away. Touch your neighbor and say, roll the stone away. Jesus said, roll the stone away. And they rolled the stone away. And my Bible tells me that in that moment, Jesus spoke directly to Lazarus. Jesus spoke directly to Lazarus. When I read my scripture, I was able to understand that if Jesus had just spoken generically into the atmosphere, every dead person would have come forth. Jesus had so much power that if he just said, come forth, every single grave would have opened up. But he spoke directly to Lazarus. And my Bible tells me that the man who died came forth. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. I don't know who Lazarus is today. Your name might be Adrian. Your name might be Andrew. Your name might be Winsome. But he's speaking to someone today. Come forth. I wish somebody would praise him. I wish someone would magnify him. I wish someone would praise the name of Jesus. And my Bible declares that when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, they were looking in the tomb and it was dark. They could not see what was going on. But all of a sudden, they saw this man wrapped in grave clothes. He had a cloth over his head. He was wrapped. He was bound. But he began to obey the voice of his creator. And he walked forward. And as he walked, he was freed. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible declares that he said to them, loose him and let him go. Whatever's been wrapping you up, whatever's been binding you up, I pray today by the power of the Holy Spirit, you shall be free. You shall be loosed. Rev, sometimes the grave clothes is invisible grave clothes. Sometimes, Sister Janelle, it's mental grave clothes. It's emotional grave clothes. Some of us in here, we're mentally tied up. We're emotionally tied up. But the Holy Spirit sent me with an eviction notice out of the Word of God under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Today, someone is loose. Today, someone is set free. Lazarus, come forth, Lazarus. Whatever your situation is, you're coming out today. You're coming out of sickness. You're coming out of depression. You're coming out of poverty. You're coming out. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. I'm coming out. Loose him. Loose him and let him go. Some people, Sister France, some people have you bound up. Some people have you wrapped up. But today, in the name of Jesus, I cut it. 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 In the name of Jesus. I cut it. Some relationships have to be severed. Some friendships have to die. Some people have to die so that God can get the glory. Is there anybody in here that knows that some things have to die? Some things have to die. Some things have to change, Rev. Some things have got to go. They have to go. If you want to see the glory of God made manifest in your life, some things can't be the same. Some things have got to change. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but someone needs to know that if you are to come forth, you can't stay in your grave clothes. When God calls you, he said, cut him loose. Loose him and let him go. But someone today, shout, I am free. Praise the Lord. I am free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am free. Some people need to be loosed. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but some people need to be loosed. Even as you're sitting here today, you're tied up in grave clothes. But before this service is over, before this service is out, we're going to loose some people today by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you want to be loosed, just come to this altar right now. Just lay it on this altar. You know what has bound you up. You know what's tying you up. You know what's confusing you. You know what's keeping you down. But today, we're going to lose some people. 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 Lord, have your way. I come against every spirit that would seek to disrupt this worship. I come against every spirit that would seek to hinder deliverance. I come against every spirit. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Hey! Hey! Take your flight. Take your flight. Take your flight. Hey! Take your flight. Take your flight. In the name of Jesus. Hey! 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 Woo! Woo! I feel deliverance. I feel deliverance. I feel deliverance. Come forth. Come forth. In the name of Jesus. Cut you loose. Loose you and let you go. Loose you in the name of Jesus.
We leave the Wandsworth congregation at their altar call. This service can be found in full on the PCM Wandsworth YouTube channel. Services are live streamed on YouTube at least once a month. Please feel free to worship with us online. If you are able to join us in person, you can find information regarding our address and transport links on our website, pcmcwandsworth.co.uk. So until next time, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch, fight, and pray. God bless you.